is our returning champion, Michael Friedman from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Michael play for all the prizes valued at $72,539. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $31,219 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hold it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you with us. Nice to have you with us for a very important show. You heard what Jay Stewart was saying. This man is going for big things. Michael Friedman, our champion. Hi, Michael.
Good to be here.
And I hear your friends are down here with you to root you on again. That's very nice. Michael, you have passed on a lot of wonderful things, an African safari trip, and on our last show, you passed on a luxury automobile you said your father has always wanted. So now, with $567, a win with just $73, you must win $73, you'll have all the prizes on the stage, including that automobile, and that is a total of $72,539 that you are shooting for. I can only say good luck. You're a fine champion. Here to introduce a couple of nice people I know are going to try to stop him is Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hello.
Well, he's good. I hope you brought some good players.
I would love that car myself. This evening, we have a lady that can get carried away on cloud nine from Palos Verdes, California. Help us welcome Judy Holland.
Hello there, Judy.
And next, this contestant gives lip service a new twist. From Dallas, Texas, here is Matt McCauley.
Hi there, Matt.
Hi, Jim.
We'll see you a little later with some instant bargains, Summer. Matt, you give lip service a new twist? What does that mean?
Oh, I dabble in tongue twisters, Jim.
Like what?
Well, like seven Sinbad sailors swiftly sail the seven swirling seas.
Yeah, you dabble, Matt. Yeah, that's okay. Don't be nervous now. Don't be nervous. I bet you can say it at home perfectly every time. Good to have you here. Judy, you can get carried away on cloud nine.
Well, I hope not so much anymore, but when I was first soloing in flying, I was flying over the desert, I thought, looked down at my map, and I ended up over the ocean.
Oh, did you know immediately you were in the wrong place?
I found out real fast.
That's what makes a successful pilot, knowing the difference between the desert and the ocean. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good luck
to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20 and with this question. Movie director Steven Spielberg made the initials E.T. famous. Judy.
Oh, shoot. E.T.
What do they stand for? Not, oh, shoot, the extraterrestrial. I think the bell hit first and then you said it after. Sorry about that, Judy. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Down to 15. Oh, shoot. In the Great American Opera, who was the woman loved by Porgy? Michael.
Bess.
Bess it is. Quick with the buzzer is Michael. $5 for the correct answer. Going to 25. At least how old is an octogenarian? Michael.
At least 80.
At least 80 is right. Two in a row for the jack and he goes to 30. According to the adage, what should you do if at first you don't succeed? Matt?
Try again.
That's right. If you don't succeed, try or try again. Either one acceptable. Matt goes to 25. In 1964, Sonny Liston lost the world. Michael?
Cassius Clay.
A world heavyweight champion to whom? Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali? And Michael is right for another 5 to 35. Well, time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Michael's gotten that before. Michael, you've got a $10 lead. It's up to you. You can buy this.
Michael, for quick getaways, try this beautiful leather bag fashioned after an old train case bag. This elegant calfskin carry-all with brass trim is handmade in Italy, furnished by Leather Conspiracy. This leather luggage is normally priced at $649, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
That is fabulous. That really is a great, great bag. Thank you and congratulations. $5 is all it would cost you. $649 bag. Beautiful bag. Very unusual. Every dollar is so important to you right now, Michael.
Very important.
And since every dollar is important, I want to help you.
Help him out.
Help him out, says Matt. $649 bag for the value of one question, and to put things in it to fill it, I'll give you, for just $5, $500 in cash. $1,149 bargain for just $5. You'd still have the lead, but it would be cut to $5. Going once, going twice. No sale. Not wanting to buy, even for $5. I guess every dollar is important. Back with us. Name the TV bar where the best customer Michael?
Cheers.
Is a beer quaffing fellow named Norm. Cheers is right. And Michael goes to 40. Delaware is known as the first Matt?
State in the Union.
More information, please.
The first state of the 13 colonies.
No, I'm sorry. Because it was the first state to ratify the Constitution. We gave you the opportunity to finish it, but you had to get ratifying the Constitution. Cost you five, Matt. What American poet and short story writer gave us the eerie tale, Michael?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Boy, he does anticipate the fall of the House of Usher. Edgar Allan Poe it is. Michael to 45. Yeah. Well, Judy and Matt, if you're going to catch him, maybe you need some money cards up there on the board as we play the fame game now for a pick of that board. We're looking for a famous character. I am a fat and jovial fictional character who appears in Ivanhoe and the May Day plays. My costume consists of a russet habit of the Franciscan order, a red corded girdle with gold tassel and red stockings. Matt.
Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck is right, yeah. Matt, you've got yourself a pick of the board. Nine numbers on the board. You decide which one you want, and you've got whatever is behind it.
I like number three, Jim.
And behind number three, we have an action recliner. One of the most comfortable seats in the house is the Turbo. Available as a rocker recliner or a wall saver. Available in a wide assortment of fabrics, velvet, and leather. Action recliner furnished by Lane.
Very nice. That's $550 worth of recliner. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Back to this very important game right after this commercial timeout. Michael Friedman, going for over $72,000 worth of prizes, has the lead. He's at 45, Matt at 20, Judy at 15. Back with this. The roasted and ground seeds of the cacao tree, Matt.
Coffee.
Matt, make... No, I'm sorry. They are the basis for one of the most popular treats among children. Chocolate or cocoa would have been acceptable, but not coffee. The cacao tree is cocoa, and you lose five. According to the great song, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Michael.
New York.
New York, New York, New York, and Michael hits the $50 mark. Yes. From the Latin meaning to carve, this art form consists of shaping figures. Michael.
Fresco.
Who are designed by chiseling, modeling, or casting sculpture. First backward step for the champion in a while. He loses 5 to 45. On your TV set, what do the letters UHF? Michael.
Ultra high frequency.
That's what they stand for, and he gets that 5 right back. Michael, you got a big lead now. You have a $35 lead. You've got ample room to buy this.
Michael, you're going to get fired up over this antique coal scuttle. From the late 19th century, this beautiful bronze coal bucket comes with its own built-in shovel, furnished by George Georges and Sons. This beautiful antique is normally priced at $750, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only
$9. $9, that's all it would cost. Very unusual. I didn't hear Summer talking about any wood to go in or coal to go in. You think I should give him some money for coal, you think? How about if I offered you $500 before. I'll give you $500 for coal.
It's pretty cold in Vegas.
Pretty cold? Is it that cold in Vegas? I believe you, Michael. She said $9. I'll say $900. $750 antique. Always gonna buy for $9. $900 in cash, $750 coal scuttle. Of course, it cost the champion $9. We knocked that off his score. Still a sizable lead at 41 to Judy and Matt's 15. Back with us. These destructive household insects are often called, Michael?
Termites.
White ants, what are they? Termites it is. Matt's getting so frustrated, Michael keeps beating into the buzzer. Got $5 of the $9 right back. What type of vehicle is the main concern of the federal agency known by the letters F? Michael?
Airplanes.
FAA airplanes is right. Michael gets over the $50 mark. The third largest ocean in the world is bordered by Matt.
The Indian Ocean.
That's what it is. I didn't even need the countries on the border. Matt goes to 20. Yes. Name the great American architect who designed New York's Guggenheim. Matt.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
That's the one who did that museum and threw the rope for Matt to 25. Yep. What's the title of the TV drama in which actress Betty Thomas portrays a top? Michael?
Hill Street Blues.
A tough-talking police sergeant named Lucy Bates. Hill Street Blues is right. Michael hits the $56 mark. Closing in on all the prizes in the state. Interesting, Hill Street is one of television's most honored series. In its first three seasons alone, Hill Street Blues received 20 Emmy Awards. Good show. They deserve it. We'll be back to this very good game. Right after this. Michael Friedman is now within $17 of over $72,000 in all the prizes on the stage. He must win, and right now, pretty good lead. Michael at 56, Matt at 25, Judy at 15. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an inventor, engineer, and artist, born in Pennsylvania in 1765. I showed inventive talent as a boy, turning out lead pencils, sky rockets. Matt?
Thomas Edison.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 25. You're playing for a pick of the board. I'll clear the board. Continue for Judy and Michael. Turning out lead pencils, sky rockets, and a hand-operated paddle wheel for a rowboat. Judy?
Ben Franklin.
Incorrect. The champion has a big break. The rest of the question all to him. I developed many devices for canals, devoted much time to the submarine. In 1802, I turned my full attention to a special kind of boat. An experimental model sank. But in 1807, a later model began regular trips on the Hudson River from New York to Albany. I invented the first practical steamboat, the Clermont. I am Robert...
Fulton.
That's who it is. Robert Fulton, and the champion with a big chance there at a pick of the board.
Number eight.
And behind number eight, we have $10
in money card. Every dollar is so important to Michael. We add that $10 money card to his score. He goes to $66, closing in on the 73 that he needs with the win for all the prizes. Matt and Judy back in, all three of you in this. In February of 1985, journalist Jeremy Levin escaped from his terrorist... Judy? In Lebanon. Lebanon. He said, yes, I am a born-again American when he was freed, and Judy loses five. From the Greek meaning without God, this is the term we use for someone, Matt?
An atheist.
Who denies the existence of God. Atheist is exactly what it is, and Matt goes to 30. Name the TV mystery series on which private investigator Laura Holt invents a male boss. Michael?
Remington Steele.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is, Remington Steele. Michael, you are now up to $71. You need 73 for all of the prizes. Of course, we got that speed round that you've been doing so well in coming up later. So think about this with a $41 lead. Would you like this?
Michael, you just may get hooked on beautiful Toronto, Canada. We'll fly you and a friend for 7 days in exciting Toronto, where you may dine at gourmet restaurants, get a bird's eye view of the city from the highest tower in the world, or enjoy a short drive to beautiful Niagara Falls. This trip is normally priced at $2,006, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $14.
Well, just $14. Now, I know a little bit about that city, Michael. You would have a great time there. There's not a heck of a lot of fishing on Yonge Street, but you could go to... It's a great trip to Toronto, Niagara Falls, over $2,000 trip. You live in Las Vegas.
I've been to Toronto. It's a beautiful city.
You would enjoy going back, I guarantee. $2,000 trip, so you know it's a good trip. Cost you $14. You're at 71. You would be down to 56. Ample time to go back up to more than 73, but your lead would be cut to 26. You'd still have more than a five-question lead. You'd have a $2,000 trip to Toronto, and you would have $1,000 in cash to go with it. You'll buy the trip to Toronto! $3,600 bargain for just $14. We knocked the $14 off his score. Michael down to 57. Still a big lead and ample time for him to get back up where he can get all of our prizes. We'll see if he does it right after. Our champion is confident. Michael Friedman is doing some buying and he still has the lead. Michael to 57, Matt at 30, Judy at 10, back with us for five. According to the Bible, the Queen of Sheba made a famous visit. Michael?
To David.
Oh, no, no. To a Hebrew king known for his wisdom, Solomon. You lose five, down to 52. In what southwestern state will you find the lovely painted desert and the eerie, Judy? Judy, I think you're a little nervous there. The eerie petrified forest, Arizona. Arizona. Sorry about that, Judy. You lose five. What's the title of Khalil Gibran's philosophical masterpiece, Matt?
Oh, boy. Sorry, good boy.
1923, The Prophet. The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, and Matt loses $5.
Besides that one.
Well, you can make it up very quickly now with a big $25 money card up there. Third and final crack of the fame game. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a tragic opera in three acts. First performed in Milan, Italy in 1904. My libretto is based on an American... Michael, take it a chance.
Carmen.
No. Break for the challengers. The champion is out of the rest of the question. I'll clear the board. Continue from Matt and Judy. My libretto was based on an American play by David Belasco. I tell the story of Chocho-san, a Japanese girl. Judy.
Madam Butterfly.
You got it this time, Madam Butterfly it is. Yes. Judy.
Yeah.
You've got a pick of the board up there. I hope you find something lovely for yourself now.
Dear. Finally, I can talk. I would say 7.
And behind number 7, we have $25!
But Judy gets a $25 money card, and she goes into second place. And it's not out of reach for Judy or Matt to overtake Michael, because we have a lot of questions as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. Michael at 52, Judy at 30, Matt at 25. Michael trying for all the prizes on the stage. He must win with at least $73 for all of those prizes. Good luck to the three of you as we start the speed round. Now, according to Shakespeare, what is the better part of valor? Michael.
Discretion.
Right. Name the comedy team whose first names were Lou and Bud. Michael.
Abbott and Costello.
Right. To an American Indian, what is a papoose? Michael.
Female.
Wrong. What popular sci-fi TV show's fans are called Trekkies? Michael.
Star Trek.
Right. Name the author of the steamy bestsellers Valley of the Dolls. Michael?
Jacqueline Bisset.
Wrong. What world capital city gives its name to top quality cigars?
Havana.
Right. Name the bumbling doctor who was constant companion to Sherlock Holmes. Michael?
Watson.
Right. In early U.S. history, what did abolitionists try to end? Michael?
Slavery.
Right. Name the ancient Indian civilization ruled by Montezuma. Michael?
The Aztecs.
Right. What real region of Romania is the setting for, Michael?
Transylvania.
Right. Name the Virginia mansion which was the home of George Washington. Matt?
Mount Vernon.
Right. Residents of what Midwestern state are known as Hoosiers? Michael?
Indiana.
Right. What time is up, and Michael has done it? He has enough money for all the prizes on the stage. Congratulations to Michael Friedman, back with his champion in just a moment. First of all, as he has done before, beautiful anticipation. I was going to say what real region of Romania is a setting for Dracula's castle. He got it, Transylvania. And the Valley of the Dolls, not by Jacqueline Bisset. Jacqueline Suzanne wrote that. And a papoose is not specifically any sex. It is a baby, a young child would have been acceptable. But Michael with 82 didn't need it. He is the champion. Got to say goodbye to Matt and Judy. Matt, you've got yourself that recliner with $550 with the cash in front of you. That's $585
in cash prize.
Thank you. Judy, you made a run there at the end. You got shot. I hope you had a good time. Did you relax after a while?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Judy Holland. But Michael Friedman, he's got it all. Let's go back up here, Michael. Come on. Well done, Michael. Congratulations. You were hovering around. Let's go up here right on the center. You were hovering around for a while, and finally you got it. You're up to $649. You have enough money for all the prizes on the stage. Now, as you look around you, you know that everything includes the mobile phone. Everything on the stage includes a speedboat, which I know you like. That's beautiful. You love the African safari trip. You can have that as well. How about that laser disc player and television? That is also gorgeous. Ladies' fur coat is included. Your mother might like that on cool evenings in Las Vegas. And I know you love that beautiful luxury automobile. That is yours as well. That your father liked. That's everything on the stage. But Michael, one more decision. You know that you could risk all of the prizes on the stage and come back with one more win and enough money, and we'll get to that in a moment, but you could have all the money all the prizes on the stage. I get nervous when I think about this, Michael. All the prizes on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $71,000.
Cash jackpot stands at $71,000. So it would be all the prizes on the stage, plus a cash jackpot. Now remember, every 5 shows, everything changes. So if you were to come back and try for all the prizes on the stage, plus the cash jackpot, it wouldn't be all of these prizes. It would be the new prizes, and they include this, a $3,000 shopping spree. There's a dune buggy, beautiful earrings, another boat, and the trip is on the Orient Express. The car changes, it'll be this lovely automobile. And that's the way we stand, Michael. Now, please understand your options. I know it's a little confusing because the prizes are changing. Should you take all of the prizes, you take all of these prizes. Should you decide to take the risk to try for all of the prizes plus the cash jackpot, since they would change, it would be all of those new prizes. Tough decision. You need 101 more dollars. Not just winning, but 101 more dollars. Think about it. We'll get your decision whether you take all of these prizes and leave or continue to take the risk. Find out after this. Michael Friedman, you've got $649. It'll buy you every prize we've got on this stage. Or you could take the risk, come back. As you know, the prizes would all change, but you would be adding the prizes and the cash jackpot. You have to win. You'd need another $101 as well as winning. Michael, you're going to take all of these prizes and leave, or come back and try to add the cash jackpot to all of the new prizes?
Jim, I've come too far to stop now.
You're going to come back. All right. The prizes are going to change. We're going to add another $1,000. On our next show, Michael should win all of our prizes and $72,000. Join us to find out on Sailor Bichette. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.